ClaraTungol.com.
And before you play your last song, so what are your...
Why? What? Lo.
Final stuff. Okay. Your last words on...
Oh, you wrote it down.
Wow. No, naman, I didn't...
Bullet points.
So, first of all, I'd like to thank Koji Morales.
Oh, nga.
Because he was the one who, I guess, recommended me to the bosses. To be the fill-in girl.
Yeah.
They could have gotten anybody, I guess. And he was the one, Del, what are you doing? I got nothing. I just sent out my resume. Nobody's called me yet. You want to earn money? It's like, oh, yeah. I can't ask baon from my parents. Yeah, yeah, sure. Okay, come to the station. We'll audition. And then we need a new girl. I go, okay. So if it weren't for him...
That's true.
I would never have had this job. I would have...
Your 20-year summer job.
Yeah. I thank the jocks... whom I met at the beginning of my radio life, so that's already done. I would like to thank advertisers.
Yeah.
The air that we sell on radio is only valuable because of what people do in that air.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, all stations would earn the same.
Yeah.
So, making the show what it is a work of art, and you will hear that in all shows of RX, that people are creating something, an energy, and thank you to the advertisers for thinking that thing we do is sellable.
That's true.
You know, also the RX sales team and the advertisers, this show would not exist if there wasn't money fueling it. And so through the years that you have supported the show, thank you very much, RX sales team and the advertisers. I would like to say a special thanks to Smart Parenting. Because I felt when I had become a mother, I was so unsure of my position in the industry. I felt like something had been breached. Like, well, people won't like you anymore. Mm. You're in an industry where youth is the premium, wala. Sorry. But they kept asking me for things na, like, to feature me. And sabi ko, wow, maybe I'm not done. Maybe, you know, maybe there is something to say. And I would like to thank them for, at the time that I felt unsure, thank you for making me feel worthy again, I guess. Mm-hmm. To Bea. Yeah, wag muna. I would like to thank the bosses of RX for taking a chance on a 22-year-old girl who didn't know anything.
A Gabby girl
on the radio.
She wasn't even a mass comm student. So thank you so much to our bosses. And thank you for thinking of pairing me up with Chico. Mm-hmm. Thank you for putting me on the morning rush and changing my life for the better. Thank you. Thank you to the whole team of RX, from our traffic, to our finance, to admin, to our events, to our technicians most especially.
Yes.
Who have always been there.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Kuya Albert, sayang, I want to see you. Dahil talaga, si Bert iba eh.
Yeah.
You know, there's a... I want to thank you. Wow. To Bea, I wish I knew you earlier. I wish I could be there in your radio life. But I will be there, but on the other side. And if you ever need me, I don't think you will, but if you need me, you know where to get me. You know where to contact me.
Yeah.
Fairview.
To Gino. Wow.
Magbago ka na.
Magbago ka na. Listen to your mom.
Shh. Don't give her that.
Just a big thank you for adding another spice to the show. That, for invading our world. And for making sure that we were more fun. That we were more tech savvy. That we were dancing. That we were doing a lot of things that we wouldn't have done if you hadn't been here. just keep on keeping on. Did she go? You're my friend.
Yes.
And you know this about me. I won't. You're too good a friend for me to let you go. I know you. I know you so well. Grabe. You will ease yourself away from me, and I won't let you. And I want to say to you too, you need to give your heart on the show, and I'm not here to force it. You feel so much, but you kid around, and I don't want you to hide, because the things you feel are what people feel. Mm-hmm. But they need to see the other side of you, because they think you're funny. Mm-hmm. But you're not just that. I know you. You're my friend. Every heartbreak, I've been in front of you falling apart. Naiinis ka na sa akin na kailan ba 'to matututo? And I don't think I've ever had a friend like you in my life, and I'm so scared that will change now that we don't have radio to keep us together, even when we don't want to be together because we're fighting. The radio always brought us together.
It's true.
Radio always made sure that we held our hands. We went through and faced the world when the world hated us, when the world loved us, when they ignored us. We were there for each other. And I'm so scared that you will not be my friend anymore. We're not as close as we have become. So I will bug you. And I will make sure that Cooper will bug you so that you cannot get away from us.
And it's true that when we fight, like, a lot of the time, the only thing that will make us talk to each other again is because we have to do the show. And it's really like, that's what a lot of people don't realize. And you don't hear the fights on air,
the real
ugly fights. Uh-huh. Yeah. But that is really like the thing that snaps us out of it. And it's really the show.
Lastly, to the listeners, I don't know what I did to deserve this kind of love from you guys. I don't know you, the kindness you have shown me. When I first announced that I was pregnant with Cooper, and yes, you know, things were scary, instead of judgment, I was so surprised that people were so accepting and so supportive. It was so wild. Mm. I thought that people will say, you know, they will judge you because of, you know, it's not a nice thing to happen to a girl. And you accepted me, you supported me, you like my child. How is that possible? And then I went through a very difficult time with my second baby, and you have no idea how many people reached out to me. And just hearing it, just knowing that people are sending kindness towards you and you don't know them. Mm-hmm. How is that possible that I am here? And even now that I'm saying goodbye for a week, people have been sending me messages. Ray Agapay, Jedi Master, Maui, so many on the Facebook page of The Morning Rush, on Twitter. I am such a lucky girl to have had this great thing for so long. So I would like to thank you so much. I could never... Walang words na pwedeng other than thank you. And I hope that I can be with you again in some form or another. But know that if you ever need me, I'm just one tweet away. And I am not beyond, if you need me to talk. Actually, one rusher came to my house. She needed advice, and we had coffee. So thank you to everybody from the bottom of my heart, to all the guests that we've had.
Yes.
Wow. Grateful. Thank you very much. Please take care of the Morning Rush. To the listeners, make sure these two, they will not say it, but they will need your support on Monday. And then the more support you give them, less and less they will need it. And then they'll be back and maybe not miss me. Do you guys have anything to tell me before I go?
Love you!
Hindi kayo, itong tatlo. Para kayo ang last.
Bae?
I'll go first, just because it's been that order. I was talking to my dad last night, you know, about fudge, about everything, and he was telling me, he's like, I'm sad. I listened to Del. Like, how can, like, you must be so sad. He was asking me how I felt, and it's so true that I, you know, this wonderful thing that, you know, that you guys do, I never knew that I could be a part of it, even for a bit. Because I was, okay, just for everybody tuned in, I was a listener growing up. I was a radio girl. And to be able to just experience it, there are a lot of times on the show I space out and I'm just like, I can't believe I'm on the show with Chico or Gino, not so much. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I'm really so sorry.
Wala talaga kwenta.
Not so much. No wonder. But with Chico, and there was one day we did the show together because Gino wasn't here and I was shaking. And there's just a presence that you guys have and I can't explain it. And I consider it such a privilege and a blessing because I never take anything for granted when it comes to, like, work-wise. But just outside of work, you guys are such wonderful people. Like, in the year that I've known you guys, it's like, you already know everything that I've been through and accepted me. And I just felt a bond with you, Del, that I can't explain.
We both can't explain.
I don't know if it's because we were both pastor's kids. It's crazy that we're born
in the same month,
October 14 and October 16, and it's like, that's so weird. But like every time she says something, I understand what she means.
It's weird.
And then she keeps saying that. It's like I'm looking at the younger, you know, it's, and even Chico told me one time, it's kind of like your dad, like a couple of years ago, and I was just like, really? And then I don't know, and just. I'm so thankful, so thankful that I got to at least grasp a bit of right before you left, because this, I tweeted, you're irreplaceable. There is no one like you, Del. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. There's a lot of emotions going around in this booth.
Let the teaspoon speak.
Man, I don't even know where to begin. When you had announced it on Friday, one of the former RX jocks had a status message about it. Then I started to realize that most of the ridiculously strong, independent, and amazing women that I know actually came from RX. And I grew up with two older brothers. I never had sisters. And, I hate this. And you know, in my time here in RX, I've been lucky enough to be introduced to the closest thing that I could get to having, you know, older sisters in my life. And
talaga older.
It has to be said.
No, but you know, I make fun of your age for both of you all the time. But when I say older sister, it's not to make fun of your age. It's more of like, because I learned so much from you guys, and in terms of not just work, because I think it's pretty given naman that I learn a lot from you guys in terms of that, in terms of being professional, because we know I'm not very professional. But just in terms of being a good human being, I learned a lot from both of you in terms of in just how to be a decent human being. I don't let you guys know this enough, but you guys are two of the nicest people. Two, kayong two lang, hindi si Bea. You guys are.
Bumawi. Okay lang.
You guys are two of the nicest people, if not the nicest people I know in radio.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, you know, you live so far away, eh? So I honestly don't think I'll get
kaya
to see you that often. Kaya naman, and but you know how I get awkward around kids, and you know, hopefully in the future, so maybe when I have kids of my own, I won't get as awkward anymore. I'll know how to. Man, you're letting me open up on air. I don't like it. but you in way more than just work, you have transcended into one of the closest friends I have. I don't like saying it because, you know, I don't like dealing with emotions.
I know.
I don't like having to voice them out either because I just don't like the way it feels. But, man, this is your last day on air and it's kind of, I don't know. I won't go. I'm sure my mom is making fun of me now because emotions are a sign of weakness. But I just want to thank you for one, not giving me a hard time when I joined, you know, one of the most established shows out there. Two, for you know, being accepting. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't easy at all considering, like, you guys were doing a show for 15 years and off, yeah. You know, in comes this ridiculously good-looking guy.
Sure.
You know, who's trying to steal your man. No, but just
your glory.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure it wasn't easy for you to sort of adjust to having another person there. But I just wanted to thank you for that, and it's a sad day. It is, but I also know why it's not sad, because I know that this is really what you wanted, and I'm sure that, you know, more than the amount of laughter that this show brings you, there's a certain level of happiness that can never be achieved by being here. And what you're gonna be doing next is that one thing that will give you just that. And so I wish you all the best. And again, thank you.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Bea.
Well, for me, I think it's really like, we're saying goodbye to one aspect of our
of
relationship.
Life, yeah.
You know, it's the on air. That's why I try not to say goodbye because, unlike what you said, I don't have plans of disappearing, and that's why I guess it's, you know, a lot of people like are probably wondering, parang, you know, people are falling apart and they're saying, you know, there's nobody who will probably be more affected than I am. But I guess I am very comfortable with the idea that unless you eventually move to another country, that we will be very much part of each other's lives. I mean, we've gotten to that point where it's not even negotiable anymore if we're going to be friends or not.
Right.
I mean, it's already a given, you know. It's like, Even my family considers you. Minsan may family dinner kami. Oh, asan si Del? Bakit inimbita ba natin? I mean, we're already part of each other's lives. So, of course, that aspect, the professional aspect, is very difficult. I mean, what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, as far as the show is concerned, we're like co-parents.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very difficult for me to say goodbye to you on the professional side, but at the same time, I know naman that you're going to be pretty much a part of my life. And
right.
The things that I will never admit to anyone, I have admitted to you. and not just what people think, even the really ugly, difficult parts of life we have shared. So that part is untouchable. So I'm not really sad about that, because that is already there. But I guess one of our favorite songs, I'll just end with, you know, it sums up what we've been through. It's from Wicked.
Of course.
Diba? So who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I have been changed for good. And it basically sums up our relationship.
Yep.
Bahala na kayo kung sino si Glinda.
But
yeah. And I really remember, I distinctly remember when the first time you watched it, when you went to the States, you were telling me all about it, forcing me to listen to it. And I just refused. And I'm like, what's this thing that Del wants me to? She will invite me that she will drive. Which we never want to. Only to play, you know, these songs, and specifically this song she would make me listen to, and I'm like, why is she forcing me to do that? And then I finally watched it and I'm like, oh. I get it. And it does speak very much for our relationship. So for that, I refuse to say any thank you or any goodbye on a personal level because right. it's still an ongoing thing. But as far as the Morning Rush is concerned, it was a good run and I wouldn't have gone through it with anyone else. So thank you.
Yay! Yes. Nakaraos din tayo. Yes! Yes. Okay.
All right. Invited pa rin naman kami sa wedding mo. Kami yung mag-organize,
di ba? Hindi ko lang bibigyan kayo ng mic. Thank you to everybody. Can you guys say hello? Thank you for making time. Thank you for making time out. I know you guys are busy. Everybody looks like they need to be somewhere, but thank you for making it special. Thank you very much to Tyler, to Cooper, and to Parker. Just be prepared kasi may withdrawal symptoms. Diba? Yeah. Sanay ka na pinakikinggan ka for 20 years and all of a sudden you're home. Thank you for giving for taking me away from radio. Not because of anything but because it's something so personal and now I really want to do a good job at being a mom.
And I can almost imagine you, Cooper, Parker, sit down. We are doing the top 10 healthiest vegetables.
Mom, I don't want to listen. No, you listen.
Thank you to everybody for your attention. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to play this last song.
Yes.
And then we'll play the... I hope the goodbye song is still here.
I think it's... The, yeah. I should it still be there. It should be. Yeah.
Okay, I'll look for it.
If not, you can just sing it live.
No.
No.
Or you can sing it, Gino.
One of my favorite songs from a band that we had met. Thank you to RX for, you know, making sure that we meet artists that we love.
Yeah.
And... I'm not going away. I'm just going away from radio. You can always tweet me. You can see me around. Say hello. So I'll play a song from Vertical Horizon. I'm still here. Thank you so much, everybody.
Wow.
This has been Delamar for the Morning Rush.
Yes.
Bye, guys. See you on Monday.